and welcome to this week's Daily Info Oxcast, our weekly roundup of the best events in Oxford.
This week I'll be talking about meteors, Wi-Fi and whiskey.
I've got some science made fun and then a whole house of fun.
And I've got bad poetry, good poetry and some writing that actually isn't poetry.
But before we start, we should just mention that we are running a Valentine's Day competition at the moment because it is approaching. We've got a pro-Valentine's and an anti-Valentine's competition, so whatever your feelings on the day, you can still enter. There is a link to that from our homepage, which you can find, or on our social media. You have to enter either your best Valentine's memory, maybe a really nice date you went on, or your worst, something that was just totally tragic and awful you want to forget. I mean, like, nothing too bad, really, but...
Don't make us sad.
Something that is maybe a bit humorous, yeah.
We've got some really good prizes for this as well.
Yeah, we've got prizes from 1855. They're donating wine, cheese and chocolate nights. That'd be very nice. That's in the pro category. And also UPP and Joe Perks and lots of other places as well. So go to our website and enter.
So tonight at the old fire station, it's the anti-slam. Doors open at 7:45 for an 8 p.m. start. Now, a normal slam involves poets competing to be crowned the best. The anti-slam involves poets competing to be crowned the worst. This might sound like sort of questionable entertainment, but something actually really compelling about sort of bad poetry. The night's hosted by three immensely talented poets, Dan Simpson, Paula Varjak and Tina Sederholm, and the audience can expect to hear sort of mixed metaphors, introductions so long that the poets never actually start reading the poem, and just really, really bad rhymes. Tonight's contestants include the 2014 Anti-Slam winner, Samantha Mann, who also won Mervyn Stutter's Spirit of the Fringe Award this year, or I suppose last year actually now, and also James Webster, who previously entered the Anti-Slam with a poem titled 10 Ways in Which My Love for You is Like My Love for the Pokemon Bulbasaur. So to recap, the Anti-Slam is tonight at the old fire station with doors at 7:45.
So are these poets that are actually good that now write bad poetry, or are people that get involved just people who are really bad at writing poetry?
So everyone who performs is actually a performance poet. That's what they get paid to do. It's not sort of accidentally bad poetry. It's sort of conscientiously, calculatedly bad poetry.
Maybe it's just some of the stuff that didn't make the cut that they wrote a few years ago and decided to dig out because it's that bad.
Well, actually, if you look online, there's an interview with them as part of the preview show for their last Oxford show. And they were saying how all the poets sort of email each other beforehand saying, you know, would you mind checking that my bad poem isn't too bad? So sort of bad poetry, but sort of mediated.
Nice. Tomorrow night at the St Aldate's Tavern, Fame Lab is back from Science Oxford. So Fame Lab runs all over the UK, I think all over the world, or definitely in other countries as well, and has done for a couple of years. The idea is that scientists or people interested in science, maths or engineering compete in heats to describe a theory in either of those fields in just 3 minutes and have to make it kind of entertaining and interesting for people to listen to. You know, they go on and compete, people get knocked out. There's going to be a final, an Oxford final in March, and then the final in London in April. So it's very exciting. This week is going to be the second heat. So last year, there was two people actually from Oxford who made it to the final. Becky Smethurst. Her talk was about light in space and how that shows that the Andromeda galaxy is actually getting closer to us, which is quite interesting. And then also Johnny Brooks Bartlett from the University of Oxford. And his talk was about how Facebook can be measured like infections are measured, which is quite interesting. Anyway, so they're always really interesting, engaging, like sort of theatrical talks that people put on. So get down to the St Aldate's Tavern on Thursday at 7 p.m. if you want to see Fame Lab.
This Thursday and Friday, you can see the complete history of comedy abridged at the Cornerstone Art Centre in Didcot. This is being put on by the Reduced Shakespeare Company, which a lot of people will already be familiar with. They did, of course, the complete works of Shakespeare abridged, and also more recently the Bible, the complete word of God abridged. We've actually got a couple of reviews of that one on Daily Info if you want to have a read. Our former colleague Alwyn actually interviewed Matt Rippey, one third of Reduced Shakespeare Company, in the 2013 May Day podcast, if you want to track that down, from a couple of years ago, and they talk a bit about the setup and the aims of the RSC. So it's just tomorrow and Friday night in Didcot, and they cover everything from Aristophanes to Charlie Chaplin and Nick Clegg. Really everything in a really just like rapid 90 minutes. Tickets are £16, £14.50 concessions, or you can get a family ticket for £56 as well.
Well, some more comedy actually for the weekend or nearing the weekend. House of Fun is at the Oxford Playhouse on Friday at 7.30. This show is compared by Arthur Smith, who you might know from The One Show, and whose dream house would contain a cinema. And he will be introducing comedian David Whitney, the cartoonist and comedian Joe Sandelson, who draws cartoons about raising children, sketch comedy duo Shirley and Shirley, who are at the Fringe all the time and are currently writing a sitcom, and then the guest star Hal Cruttendon, who is on all the BBC shows. He is everywhere at the moment.
He's at the Glee Club quite often as well.
Yeah, he is everywhere. He, I think, is one of the top UK comedians of the moment. So this will definitely be one to see. It's House of Fun at the Oxford Playhouse on Friday. I'm going along, so you should come too.
And your review will be up on Monday as well?
Yep, of course.
So you can read about how much fun the House of Fun was. But on Friday, the City Arms on Cowley Road is going to be reopening. They have just spent £230,000 on a renovation, which is massive. Wow. They're going to have new free superfast broadband, a Wi-Fi linked printer, USB ports and power sockets at all those the tables, access to phone chargers if you don't have yours with you, and there's going to be a free cash machine. They're going to astroturf the garden. They've got 8 screens and a projector inside and a TV screen outside, Sky Sports, BT Sports, a new menu of burgers, hot dogs and bacon sandwiches and 5 craft beers. They've also got this new service where you can pick jukebox music through an app on your phone, and they're reopening on Friday. So I think it's like, I think they're trying to get a load of Brook students down to basically work and drink there during the day.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, were they sort of feeling guilty about doing all those £1 drinks and stuff on a Monday? They thought we should give something Wi-Fi back to the students.
I think it's a really good idea though. Like, I always need to charge my phone in a pub. I think it's a great idea. Well done, City Arms.
If you want to find out about other venues and restaurants and pubs and anything else, then you can check on our website under venues.
You can also find a job or find somewhere to live with our comprehensive and constantly updated job listings and property listings.
And if you want to find out about courses and workshops, those can also be found under our event listings.
And don't forget to enter our Valentine's competition from the website or find it on our social media on Twitter. Follow us at Daily Info Oxford or search on Facebook for Daily Info Oxford.
So in last week's podcast, we mentioned a few events that are taking part as part of the Inspired by Blake Festival, which is a collaboration between the Ashmolean Museum and Blackwell's Bookshop. Well, this week it's still going strong, and there are 2 events at Blackwell's that you might be interested in. The first, on Friday at 7, is a performance by the Guinness World Record holding beatboxer Testament, while on Saturday, Blackwell's are hosting a family-friendly event based on Blake's Tiger Tiger poem. So between 2 and 5pm, there'll be a whole range of sort of tiger-themed activities, including potato printing, readings and a poetry workshop. All activities are free, and there's also a special prize available for any children who turn up dressed as tigers.
Can you go along dressed as a tiger if you're not a child, and can you still do the potato printing if you're 24?
I think so, yeah, okay. Hopefully.
Awesome.
Well, I was thinking, actually, sort of tiger is the sort of first thing you learn to face paint, isn't it?
Yeah.
Quite fortunate. So for more details of these events and for a list of all the activities going on as part of the festival, you can visit the Inspired by Blake website, which is www.inspiredbyblake.co.uk.
Some music now for the weekend, Saturday night. This is an evening with Brickwork Lizards at Modern Art Oxford. It's been put on by Pindrop Publicity, and it starts at 7pm. Tickets are £8 or £6. I spoke to Seb Reynolds, who works for Pindrop Publicity, and this is what he had to say about the gig.
We've got the next 3 events as part of our residency series at Modern Art Oxford.
Mm-hmm. The first one is... That's this week, the first one, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's that one about?
So, yeah, that's this Saturday, the 24th of January, and it's with Brickwork Lizards, who are really old friends of mine, and... In fact, you could say that they inspired me to start putting on gigs as Pindrop. Well, because, see, I've done this residency series is to kind of mark us entering our 10th year.
Uh-huh.
So it'll be 9 years this month since I did the first Pindrop event, which was at... I started doing this monthly series at the Port Mahon. So 9 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the idea for doing this series of kind of sit-down events. I went to see a Brickwork Lizards show at the Port Mahon, and it was a Saturday night, and everyone was really drunk and rowdy, and no one was really paying attention to the music, and it's beautiful, like all of Tarek's Oud, and his singing is just so wonderful. And it was just all these kind of beery people kind of talking over it. And then the next morning, I went to the Port Mahon, I went to the Hollywell Music Room for one of the coffee concert. It was with Alan Debussy, which is stuff I particularly love as well. And it was just, I just suddenly had this idea that, you know, there's so much, there just seems to be that big divide between the way that people sit and listen at a classical concert or whatever, and yeah. then like at gigs, people just kind of chat and drink and just don't really pay attention a lot of the time. So I wanted to kind of create an event where people would come and they would be encouraged to sit down and listen.
Okay.
But it was all sorts of genres, like, so. But Brickwork Lizards were the first act to headline for me, so it's really great to have them back almost to the day that we first did.
Yeah.
It, 9 years ago.
Yeah, I was going to ask, actually, so it is going to be a kind of sit-down thing in the gallery, or do you kind of walk around and
stuff
as well?
That's interesting, because obviously, so for the like the first 2 years of Pin Drop, or so like 18 months, we did this thing where, you know, we'd get people to sit down, and the remit for what we'd book, we'd have all sorts, folk and indie and electronica and all sorts of different music, but the remit was that it would be stuff that would warrant you to kind of sit and listen,
as yeah.
opposed to just being like noisy and rocky or whatever, or dancing. But Brickwork Lizards have kind of, I think we're still finalising exactly, but I think what they're going to do is actually do two sets. So they're going to do, the first set is going to be more of the like classical Arabic influence stuff, mm-hmm. which is more kind of cerebral, and then a set that's much more kind of upbeat, because they are a party band and they play at weddings, so mm-hmm. they can kind of do both. So we're going to give them the opportunity to really kind of explore both sides of what it is that they do. And we've got Bethany Wymers, who's opening as well. So yeah, it's going to be a great night.
What time is that on Saturday?
Doors were at 7. Got a couple of, yeah, a set from Bethany and two sets from Brickwork Lizards, so plenty to keep you entertained.
And then are tickets, can you get them on the door, or do you recommend getting them beforehand?
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt to pick a couple up if you, it's all from the Modern Art website.
Okay.
Modern Art Oxford website, or from the box office, you can give them a ring. But yeah, that I would think, it's going to be busy.
Yeah.
But there will, I would think if you get, as long as you turn up at 7-ish, like early, then you're going.
You can listen to the full version of the interview in our Oxcast Extra, where Seb talks about all the other events he has coming up as well. More at Modern Art Oxford, including Beyond Clueless after party.
I'm going to that.
That looks really good. And An Evening with Huck, and then some of his gigs that are coming up in February, including East Meets West, which we have some tickets for that are going in our Valentine's competition, thanks to Pin Drop Publicity.
Now, in Anais's absence, I thought I should pick up the slack on the local groups of niche interest. So this week's featured group is Oxford Geology Group, and they've got a couple of events that are happening this week. The first is All About Meteorites, which is a day-long seminar starting with an illustrated talk on full phenomenon, meteorite types, notable meteorites and impact sites. This is all going to be on in Whitchurch on Thames near Pangbourne, so not too far away. And that's going to be followed by a series of specialist talks, which will then be followed by practical exercises. And there's going to be talks from Dr. John Wade from University of Oxford, Dr. Suzanne Schwentzer from Open University, and Dr. Caroline Smith from Natural History Museum in London. They've also got a load of specimens of meteorites and lunar rock from NASA and from the Natural History Museum that you can check out when you're there. It's at the BP Technology Centre in Whitchurch on Thames. It's £15 for OGG members and £20 for non-members, and that's on at Saturday 10:30 till 4. And the other event is on Tuesday the 27th at the Earth Sciences Department, and this is The Uncertain World of Minerals Geology, and this is a talk by Chris Arnold, who is the UK General Manager and Senior Geologist for AMC Consulting, and this is free for members or £3 for visitors.
We haven't really escaped the science theme this week, have we? We were quite sciencey last week.
Yeah, well, you know, it's only a little bit.
This is something definitely non-sciencey for Sunday. Sunday is Burns Night, of course, so lots of drinking if
and
you're into that.
Our colleague Patrick's birthday, so yes. Let's not forget about that.
Happy birthday. So Robert Burns, as many people know, was the great poet and activist, and also the creator of Auld Lang Syne. We've got a great feature page on this, which has got all the upcoming events, some facts about the night and about Robert Burns, some of his poetry. You can click on a link to find out what your family's tartan is. There's loads of stuff, so check out that page.
Addressed to a haggis, the poem you have to read to the haggis before you eat it.
Well, it also has instructions. There are certain points in the poem where it says, like, he draws a knife.
On that note, there are actually quite a few Burns Night suppers coming up. There's one at the Chequers, one at Drayton Park Golf Club, and
and one at St Matthew's Church. They're not all on Sunday. I think some of them are on Saturday, so you might need to check our site to find out those. And also, if you're putting on your own Burns Night Supper, then why not list it? There's also going to be a tasting night at Demijohn on Thursday for Burns Night. It's like one of their normal tasting nights, except they're giving it a little Burns twist. They're going to write some of his poetry on the bottles, and they're going to have lots of special whiskies from all over Scotland. That's on Thursday, 6:30 till 7:30. You can book yourself onto that tasting night by email, and it costs £10, but £5 of that is a voucher that you can redeem in the store. So it's kind of like it's only £5. Demijohn have also given us a lovely prize for our Valentine's competition, a heart-shaped bottle of vodka and two tickets to their Valentine's tasting night, which presumably will have a nice little Valentine's twist as well. And we also have an interview with Demijohn on our Oxcast Extra if you want to find out more about them. But in the spirit of Burns Night, we thought we'd give you a few facts about it, some things to get you excited for the weekend. So what have you got, Emma, to tell us?
Burns had the dubious honour of being the first person to feature on the side of a Coke bottle. Interestingly, it's also the only occasion where Coke have designated a design to One Nation.
Interesting.
The other thing is that the 25th of January, according to market research by Pizza Hut, is the day that most people stop following their New Year's resolutions. So the 26th of January is the day on which most pizzas are sold.
Nice.
I think they should give a discount.
Yeah.
Well, do you think they have to prepare in advance?
Maybe get some extra bases in.
What facts do you have, Ola?
Well, this isn't really about Robbie Burns so much as whiskey, without the E, of course. Johnny Walker is the best-selling Scotch in the world, selling 130 million bottles a year.
Yeah.
And they're second only behind Jack Daniels of all of the whiskies. Also, if you are interested in whiskey all year round, the Star Pub on Rectory Road do £2.50 whiskies every Monday.
Well, speaking of massive sales, maybe what you're saying is contributing to my fact, because I found out that Burns Night contributes more than £150 million to the Scottish economy each year.
Just whiskey alone.
So maybe that is just from buying Johnny Walker, I don't know. But I mean, that's huge.
That's
so
massive.
Yeah.
Theatre that's starting next week now. The Woman in Black is coming to the Oxford Playhouse, very excitingly. The notorious horror theatre adapted from the novel of Susan Hill. 7 million people have seen this show over the last 25 years of its London run, and it's now on tour. So it's going to be on a Monday to Saturday at the Playhouse. Tickets are selling really, really quick. So the between £14 and £30 Monday and Wednesday are already sold out. So do book right now. You could also, if you're interested, do a double bill of it with The Woman in Black 2, Angel of Death, which is still at George Street Odeon. It's at George Street at 11:30 p.m. on Saturday, Sunday, Wednesday and Thursday. It's not the one with Daniel Radcliffe. This is a World War II set sequel. Also, thank you very much to the Oxford Playhouse. They're going to be giving us another prize for the Valentine's Day competition of two tickets to see Jeeves and Wooster with Robert Webb in one of the leads on the 14th of February.
Next Tuesday, the 27th, at 7:30 at the Old Fire Station, it's the January instalment of Short Stories Aloud. So the two authors this month will be Shelley Harris, who's the author of Vigilante, and David Whitehouse, whose book was only released last week, and it's called The Mobile Library. Now, back in November, we actually had the chance to interview the event's founder and curator, Sarah Franklin. So if you'd like to hear about the history of the event and the strangest questions that have ever been asked to the authors, you can listen to our interview on the Oxcast Extra.
If you want to find out what events are running each week, then you can check on our website, and if you're running an event, then list it as well.
You can also read reviews of recent theatre and film and gigs and exhibitions, or post your own on Daily Info.
And if you're looking to find a new pet, you can find it in our pets column.
Follow us on Twitter at Daily Info Oxford, and like us on Facebook by searching for Daily Info Oxford.
And subscribe to the Oxcast on iTunes.